This is a podcast in a series for Mrs. Buchanan's class in the Unit Art of Argument. I'm Jack Ferrara, and your host of today's podcast. Today's topic is, should cell phones be allowed in school? Due to the pandemic, many schools are allowing students to access their phones at lunch. COVID has changed lots of things, including the way we learn. So should we rethink the controversial topic and allow students to access their phones at school?
Yes, students may use their phones to cheat, but they could be taken away during testing and work time. From my experiences with virtual learning, we use our devices a lot, and I believe we could carry modern technology into our normal schedule.
That's why I'm here to tell you that with the proper rules and guidelines, students should be allowed to access their cell phones at school. One reason is that cell phones add fun to the lesson. If you've ever played Kahoot in class, you know just how much fun it could be. It incorporates modern technology, learning, and some friendly competition. Teachers have noticed that students tend to do better on tests when they review using Kahoot. It's not just some weird coincidence that students enjoy learning material through Kahoot. Research has shown that it leads to better grades. You may think that students will get distracted by notifications, but Apple has recently created a school mode for their products. Only emergency contacts, such as your parents or loved ones, can get to you. It also only allows you to use certain apps that are deemed educational.
If you don't have Apple, you could also just put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Another reason is that students can study on their phones during recess, lunch, or in between classes. Sometimes between sports and other things in our lives, we don't have as much time to study as we would like to. Studies have shown that studying can reduce anxiety, increase confidence, and enhance your self-esteem. Those couple extra minutes can really make a difference. My third reason is that students can use their phones as calculators. Schools lose out on lots of money spent on calculators for their students. If 90% of smartphones have built-in calculators, why not take advantage? If students use their phones as calculators, schools can use that money to purchase air conditioning so students have better working conditions. Studies have shown that when students are in overheated classrooms, they are around 12% more likely to fail their test. The hot weather has also been proven to make students more careless and cause a decrease in problem solving. Another reason is emergencies. Let's say your bus just broke down. Your parents might be worried that you're not home on time and start to get nervous. If you have a phone, you could send them a call or text telling them that you're okay and you'll be home soon. If you don't have a phone, your parents will be unnecessarily worrying until the district informs them, which usually takes a little while. In addition, if students were to have phones, they should also have access to apps such as Share 911. To get one final opinion on the topic, I asked my mom, Deb Ferrara, a fourth grade teacher at Laurel Plains Elementary. First, I asked, if the correct rules and guidelines were set, would you allow your students to access their phones in a classroom setting? She replied, no, my students are too young and I don't believe it's 100% necessary. Then I asked, if you were a middle or high school teacher, would you reconsider allowing your students to use your cell phones? She then replied with, yes, I believe that they would be mature enough to follow the proper guidelines and still have a fun new way of learning. For my third question, I asked, do you try and incorporate modern technology into your lessons? She confidently replied, yes, all my lessons include modern technology. I always use Google Classroom or have a PowerPoint slideshow set up for the day. For my final question, I asked, do you think your students enjoy your lessons more when you incorporate modern technology? She replied, yes, they love doing Cahoots and watching Brain Pop. They also enjoy watching YouTube videos. Thank you for listening to my podcast and if students should be allowed to access their phones at school. I would also like to thank my mom for providing us with her thoughts on this topic. In the last year, a lot has changed, and I think incorporating cell phones in our schools should be one of them. I have no doubt in my mind that at first students may abuse the phones, but with the correct rules, they could become a key learning tool and make learning fun to students. I hope you found this information useful and engaging. Perhaps this debate will challenge you to think about this topic more based on our conversation today. I'm Jack Ferrara, signing off. Have a fantastic rest of your day.